JIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Hello and welcome. Coming up, Bug program launched at Catherine Hall Primary School. And as usual, we'll have our Glimpses of Jamaica segment later in the program. This is Roundabout JA. Stay with us. The Kiwanis Club of Montego Bay launched the local arm of Kiwanis International's Bring Up Grades Bug program at the Catherine Hall Primary School in St. James on October 21. This program is a worldwide initiative by Kiwanis International aimed at getting underperforming students in some primary schools to improve their grades in the core subjects mathematics, English language, social studies, and communication tasks. The program is designed to provide recognition to students who raised their grades to an acceptable range and maintain or continue to raise them from one grading period to the next. Recognition includes being placed on the school's Bug Honor Roll and presentation of certificates and buttons to these students. At the launch of the program, President of the Kiwanis Club of Montego Bay, Floyd Lewis, said members have committed to working with the selected students in helping them to attain goals which have been set by the schools, but most importantly, that were set by the students themselves. Principal of the school, Dudley Jennings, in welcoming the Bug program, said members of the academic staff are committed to working with the Kiwanis Club of Montego Bay and the students in ensuring that there are major improvements in the grades of the participants. The 49-year-old Kiwanis Club of Montego Bay is the main sponsor of the Bug program at the school.
I wish me could get a day to do my personal business, you know. It would have better than if I run from work to catch another business place before it close. Sometimes I feel like I live at work.
So you know hear about the flexi work?
Flexi work?
Yeah man, flexi work arrangements are going to allow workers and employers to arrange a traditional 40-hour week to suit them needs.
FlexiWork will allow wider service to customers due to varied opening hours and more business days, more time for family and personal interests, and increased productivity and cost effectiveness within companies. Support FlexiWork. Balance work, balance life with FlexiTime. A message from the Ministry of Labour and Social Security.
It is said that if a country is to be corruption-free and become a nation of beautiful minds, there are three key societal members who can make a difference. They are the father, the mother, and the teacher. And that's the reason families are being supported on the Vision 2030 Jamaica, to ensure that they can positively contribute to the society through nurturing, protecting, and supporting its members. This is all part of efforts to make Jamaica the place of choice to live, work, raise families, and do business. And on the community notice board, the St. Thomas Ye Vale Anglican Church Women's Auxiliary, under the patronage of Reverend Sophia Azan, presents Church Heroes and Awards Banquet. Saturday, October 25 at 4 p.m. at the Church Hall in Bog Walk, St. Catherine. And the Brownstone Seventh-day Adventist Church in St. Anne is inviting you to its music day under the theme Glimpses of Heaven on Saturday, October 25, starting 9 a.m. And now, our glimpse of Jamaica.
My grandmother used to grow me on in the morning we would have our coffee made in the coffee bag. She'd make it out of an old trousers pocket. Let me tell you one thing. Her coffee bag always have a hole. So the drugs would go down into the coffee and she didn't have a strainer. So we, the grandchildren, had to drink it with the drugs.
Remember that you too can share your favorite glimpse of Jamaica by sending tidbits of your fondest Jamaican memory with your name and contact number to glimpses at jis.gov.jm or give us a call at 926-359024. Thanks for your company. I'm Casita Irving with Studio Engineer Joel Samuels. Until we do this again, what good?
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.